Hey, I'm back. Why not? I had quite a bit of recording and editing and stuff like that. That doesn't take very long now. I kind of cheated in a sense because with the application that I use, it's called Animotica. I saved some basic like a preview profile with already having some presets in there, so I don't have to keep searching for them, which is super super easy, so I can kind of pump them out a little bit faster, and just, you know, changing the text and colors and teams and rosters and stuff like that. There's a little bit more to it than I did last year, but I think me going through this transition from not doing it to now doing it, and then wanting to incorporate the things that I kind of did last year, but it started out totally like raw, meaning I just recorded it, and in the beginning I just recorded it and uploaded it pretty much. And then I've slowly progressed into, you know, cutting segments, adding, you know, text and whatnot, leaving some of the audio in the beginning as long as there isn't any copyrighted music, which is something I've ran into, not with doing the basketball games, but just, you know, other videos, especially like with the online streaming, playing games or whatnot. It kind of hinders the opportunities that I have or want to have, especially with streaming on multi platforms. For me, it's, I want to be able to do more. I do need a better rig, probably two of them. So I was thinking, if I want to stream to multiple platforms, I can still do that quite a bit, you know, easier, as long as my processor and graphics card's a lot better. But I could also use what I have now and record separately on different computers, which totally helps. Especially if I want to be able to edit a little bit quicker. That's something I haven't gotten into yet, because I don't have, you know, too much storage or anything like that. But ultimately what I want to do is create a NAS, you know, in home, so that way I can upload all the videos that I do take. I know when my kids are gone, it's going to be totally different. I mean, heck, I might even just go to a bunch of different high school games and just record and do it then. I haven't figured it out yet, but for me, I think it'd be really cool if I did do that, because I could just delete all the videos that I get from the GoPro or however I'm recording it, because I don't need to keep it. The only ones I'm keeping now is my kids' games, because I could probably take a lot of those videos and just break those down in clips with the other applications. I've kind of figured out that application doesn't allow me to cut those segments in 4K, so kind of sucks. I didn't even know that it did that until I was looking at the files of the videos and just noticed it. I thought that I was able to do it, but I guess it doesn't allow me to. I want to be able to get another application so I could probably do all of this a little bit easier, streamlined, and be able to incorporate a lot of the clip art and stuff that I already do use right now. Because the application uses Giphy anyways. It's widely known, and plus I can go to the website if it doesn't have all of it, because sometimes it doesn't. That's the thing I've noticed when I'm using the Animonic application. Within that, if you do a search for clip art, it doesn't find everything. It just finds general, I think, higher downloaded clip art. When I go to the website, when I do the same search, I get more selection. It's a little bit easier for me to be able to like go to the website and download them, and then I could have them in a folder and just put them on the video that I need to do. But the cool thing about all of this is I've pretty much created my own workflow. I've invested time into learning the application, watching other people. There's a lot more to it than just downloading, uploading, and editing. And I mean, there's a lot of things you have to know within an application. I mean, I'm not the smartest or anything like that, but teaching myself all of this is something I could use towards other things that I might record. Just video editing in general will be able to help me do a lot of the single projects that I want to do. I'm not able to do it currently with the amount of space, and you know, I want to be able to have like my own little designated area, and that's not possible right now, but I'm okay with that. I've already, you know, come to the conclusion when my kids are gone, it's going to be open season for anything that I want to do. That, of course, that'll all start when I'm able to, you know, get basic tables and stuff. And I could also take out the desk that I have right now that my dad helped build. It was pretty sturdy. It's probably pretty heavy. And I don't know if I can take it out in sections. I'm pretty sure I can. We haven't moved it since we put it in there. But having that area in the living room, I'd rather have for, you know, guests and table and whatnot, and just make it look like it's supposed to be there. And when I get my own area, that's when I'll be able to do more of the things that I want to do. YouTube's allowing me to be able to be creative, but it's only right now within my means, within the allocated time that I have, and hopefully energy that I can possess daily, as long as I get enough sleep. And that's where these videos lead to, is me just talking about the process and the things that I go through, the challenges, the mostly downs right now at least, but the ups for me is learning, creating workflows, having a process, having a daily routine. That's something that I don't think a lot of people like to gain or obtain, is having something that you could do daily. That way it kind of makes your day go smoothly. It kind of sets you up for the successes that you want. Because who wouldn't want to have like a daily reward for something that you've already done for yourself every single day? Like, I don't mind, if I could afford it, you know, having a coffee every once in a while, just to tell myself thank you. Why not? Nothing wrong with congratulating yourself. Nothing wrong with saying, hey, you did great on this, even though it's not, you know, the greatest achievement, you know, on earth. It's something for you, and that's what you really want to fend for and fight for. And it's your own successes, because in the end, that is all you have. It is your success or your failure, because it's yours. You obtain it, you want to help others, but you got to start with yourself. Anyways, I gotta go. Have a great week. Oh, yeah.